Okay, good morning. It's 8:42 a.m. on, what is it? It's Thursday the 10th, 2019. It's not December, it's January. Thursday, January 10th, 2019. It's chilly this morning. It's a Long John day. It's 32 degrees in theory. The temperature outside my door measured 32. The official grid temperature is 25. I think it's a lot closer to 25 than 32. I'm dressed for it. It's not life-threatening or anything. I got my writing in this morning. I hate this book. Let me just go on record and say I hate this book. It's not that I hate the book. I said I hate the book. I want to go on record saying I hate the book, but I don't really hate the book. What I hate is I can't keep this story straight. I've written a story about Otto and his relationship with his daughter, Sarah. Pieces of it are really good. I think pieces of it are really good. I think the auto thread is missing some key points. I'm not quite sure how to put them in. The Sarah story is almost completely missing. And I think I said something about this the other day, and I didn't follow up on it. I think I need to, like I said the other day, I think I need to write Sarah's timeline, Sarah's story timeline. The same way I wrote Otto's timeline in South Coast. Across the street here. There's a lot of cars moving this morning. And I'm pushing hard, so if it sounds like I'm panting, it's because I'm panting. I'm pushing really hard to get back. I've had my toast and peanut butter, I've had my coffee, or at least a cup. I did my sprint for the morning, the obligatory daily, first thing. And I'm finding it frustrating because I'm setting the timer, I'm wearing my headphones, I'm doing all the sprint stuff. But I can't seem to get any momentum going, which is probably why I'm having so much trouble. I think what I need to do is open a new word processing document. Or add to the end of this one, or something. And start writing Sarah's story in sequence, in chronological order, so I can see this story from her point of view, and then merge those pieces into the existing auto structure. So I'm not getting bogged down in, okay, where does this go in Otto's timeline? I can just focus on Sarah's timeline. I think that's actually the answer. I also have to work on that paperback for Darkness. Yesterday was another Sifwa day. It was one of those days where we have not one, I have a Sifwa meeting every week. On Wednesday. But this was the week I had two, because every week we meet for budget and accounting. And then a couple times a month there are full board meetings. Yesterday was one of those days where we had both. So it was kind of shot. This afternoon is going to be interesting. Somebody has to take the cat to the vet. He's due for a checkup. Behind that car. So it's clotting over. This is, I've been walking with my head down. And when I started out, it was pretty much a bluebird day. It was a beautiful blue sky. There was just a couple of clouds around. And now in what, half an hour, there's sky is almost covered with a high thin cloud. It's patchy. There's blue sky in between the patches, but it's pretty much extended over the entire sky. And there's some blue sky over there. It still feels pretty astonishing that it would go from perfectly clear to over half covered now. Odd sound. All right, I'm making a turn, walking in sunshine. I'm not going for sweat, so I'm going to take off my gloves and slip the coat a little bit. So, yeah, basically, I have done what I've wanted to do. The fact that it's starting off slowly, notwithstanding, I think it's actually helping me to focus. If only for a few minutes in the morning, which is a hell of a lot more than the months where I didn't write a word. Get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. And yes, there were months where I didn't write a word. That there are a bunch of us providing feedback and encouragement helps a great deal as well. So, next weekend, starting on Friday the 18th, I'm taking the Elder Hostage of Fortune to Cosine down at Colorado Springs. On the 23rd, the following week on a Wednesday, I'm doing Under the Flap podcast. I'm going to review a book for the new Under the Flap podcast. There are a new podcast that comes in out of Lakewood, Boulder, somewhere just west or northwest of Denver, I think. So we'll be Skyping and doing that. I have to come up with a book between now and then. It shouldn't be hard. I've got a couple that I could pull out of the box. Undoubtedly, I'll have more to read between now and then. I'm back in another lit RPG title. I do have a new Glenn Stewart. Oh, I forgot about that. I think I've got On Our Count of Stars on my device. It's the latest book in the Starship Mage series. And there's always the two new titles that I've talked to the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper group. Matt Press's Desperate Days, The Judge, which I still think about that book. It was for me, it was just the right mix of camp, of humor, of serious, of intrigue, and it just worked for me. This is not a niche that I'm normally play in, but that book said something to me. I'm not sure what. Maybe it was just you need to have a little more fun. The other book, Monarchy Arising, from Mark Kelly. It's a local MFW guy. Who who approached me and originally asked me if I'd read the book and maybe give him a review. So I read the book, and it was pretty clear it was going to be post-apoc. And I don't really, you know, post-apocalyptic is fine. It's just a... I read a lot of S.M. Sterling's post-apocalyptic stuff. Was it Island? Not Island in the Stream. That was the other Sterling. That was Bruce. Anyway, he's got a series. Steve Sterling, S.M. Sterling, has a series. That is multiverse. It's sort of like the Circle of Fire series, where something weird happens and chunks of different times, different cultures get pulled out and plopped down. And then he's got one that's set in the Northwest. Somewhere, you know, Washington, Oregon, up in that narrow neighborhood of a sudden calamity that takes out all electrical power and moves science back to steam. Nothing more complicated than steam engines work. So there's no developing of new electrical equipment or anything. It's always going to run against that problem. And I read a lot of that. I mean, I read a ton of that. And so the current crop of post-apocalyptic dystopian, largely YA, zombie apocalypse, it makes me tired. That makes me tired. It's not really my cup of tea. But Kelly's Wanaki Rising didn't go that far. He didn't. There's actually some actual science behind it, where the Earth gets hit by a coronal mass ejection, a solar storm, and because the storm sweeps over the Earth at night in the Pacific, it takes out most of the electrical systems on Hawaii and around the various areas of Pacific Rim. And then the story of what happens after that, mixed in with a healthy dollop of multiverse, multiple timelines, multiple parallel timeline story, and some Zen Buddhism. And it was pretty interesting. I read it through. As far as first book goes, it was a pretty damn good first book. It was probably better than Quartershare. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.